This is KUT. There's a political squall in Texas right now that's shaping up into a storm across the country. It's over which bathroom transgender people should use. Much of the debate is over public school bathrooms. The federal government says schools should let transgender students use the bathroom of the gender they identify as. State leaders in Texas reject that idea, saying the policy could put women at risk. KUT's Kate McGee talks to one transgender student about her experience with public school bathrooms.
Ella just graduated eighth grade. She loves theater and clothes, and she's smart. She was on the Keeling Middle School quiz bowl team.
Which is like a academic quiz championship, is sort of like Jeopardy.
She was also accepted into Austin ISD's best high school next year, the Liberal Arts and Science Academy. Ella was born anatomically male. Last summer, she told her family and friends she wanted to transition from male to female. She started going by Ella, what her parents would have called her if she was born anatomically female. And she started dressing in typical feminine clothing.
I feel like it's a very physical manifestation of gender. And so it's very easy to see and to use to present a certain way.
Ella says friends and family were supportive.
I was able to ease sort of into society the way I wanted to be very quickly and easily.
It's not always a perfect situation. At school, sometimes she gets more attention than she wants.
A lot of times people go out of their way to sort of talk to me and say little comments. Sometimes people will be like, oh, are you a boy or a girl? And what gender are you? And sometimes lots of people will fake ask me out sort of as a joke.
But when she started eighth grade, her school tried to be accommodating. They turned a teacher's bathroom into a gender neutral bathroom. And when Ella changed for gym,
I came up with this sort of situation with the PE coaches, where basically I used the dressing rooms in the theater, which is right across the hall from the gym.
Still, Ella says she wishes she was treated like everyone else.
Keeling has been very supportive, but I feel like it would be better if I could just use the girls' bathrooms and locker rooms. Even though I'm not having to use the boys' bathroom, it's still setting me apart, basically, which is uncomfortable.
Ella says she sometimes uses the girls' bathroom and there's been no reaction from other students or staff.
I don't think anyone actually has a problem with it. I feel like it's more of a sort of a protocol thing that they're not quite sure what to do, and so they're trying to just make as few waves as possible, I think.
But if you listen to some state leaders, the dialogue is a bit different.
I believe you're going to see an explosion in homeschools if this prevails. Parents are going to look for private schools. Parents are not going to send their 14-year-old daughters into the shower to the bathroom with 14-year-old boys. Not going to happen.
That's Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Last month, the federal government sent a letter to school districts telling them to allow transgender students to use the bathroom they prefer. The Fort Worth School District set a similar policy. Patrick has crusaded against the decision. He says the policy goes against common decency, makes people uncomfortable, and provides a loophole that allows male sex offenders to go into the women's room. Ella doesn't buy that argument.
People say that it's about wanting to keep perverts out of the bathroom or to keep people safe. The motivation is out of discrimination. I've read lots of articles that I agree with that it's basically the same situation as segregation in the 1950s, where bathrooms were divided by race. It's the same thing now. It's not about the bathroom. It's about the people.
Ella says the debate hasn't made it to her school yet, but it's something she thinks about.
When I use public bathrooms, I feel like it's such a crux of gender and boundaries that it can be sort of difficult to feel welcome in a place like that. I wouldn't ever say that I had anxiety about it, but I've definitely been very conscious of it.
This summer, Ella plans to start hormone therapy. She requested her gender be changed on her birth certificate. She'll go before a judge in August. If approved, she'll be able to use the girls' room without accommodations in the fall. Kate McGee, KUT News.